With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Things heating up in the nation's capital. Former FBI Director James Comey has been indicted on two counts, with the Justice Department confirming that Comey charged with one count of making false statements and one count of obstruction of justice related to Senate testimony 5 years ago. President Trump warning that political violence could spin out of control.
The president is crystal clear about who he blames for recent attacks against immigration enforcement and conservatives.
The radical left is causing the problem. They're out of control.
If it continues, he warns, then the right might take matters into its own hands.
It'll be a point where other people won't take it anymore, and that will not be good for the radical left, and we don't want that.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
Staunch warning against a possible government shutdown. Here's Bernie Bennett.
Speaker Mike Johnson released a memo earlier this week highlighting past year's comments by Senate Democrats warning of the pitfalls of a government shutdown. Johnson wrote, quote, "Senate Democrats who used to warn that shutdowns would hurt seniors, veterans, and working families are now threatening to force one unless Congress repeals a working family's tax cut, restores taxpayer-funded health care for illegal aliens, and sends $500 million to leftist news outlets, among other partisan spending demands." Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Major deal in the airline industry. Turkish Airlines announcing plans to add 225 Boeing aircraft to its fleet. Postal strike north of the border, and it's a big one. Canadian Union of Postal Workers walking off the job Thursday when the government announced door-to-door mail delivery would end for nearly all households in the next decade. A union official says nearly all 55,000 members went on strike immediately. This is SRN News. A pro-abortion group has made some changes.
Seattle Green Wave promotes abortion at the University of Washington, and it was planning a fundraising carnival that included a game where students could shoot photos of pro-life politicians with Nerf guns. The idea sparked outrage, coming as it did in the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination, and Seattle Green Wave has called off the game. A school spokesman says, quote, "The planned activity certainly did not represent the values of the university." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A friend of President Trump entering the governor's race in Wisconsin, shaking up the GOP primary. Congressman Tom Tiffany becomes the first frontrunner over two other announced GOP candidates who have less name recognition and support from key conservative donors. Tiffany, by the way, is a very strong pro-lifer and promises to freeze property taxes and lower income taxes. This is SRN News. Starbucks is cutting back.
Starbucks is closing hundreds of U.S. and Canadian stores and laying off 900 non-retail employees so it can focus resources on its turnaround plan. The Seattle coffee giant wouldn't say exactly how many stores it's closing, but expects to end its fiscal year this Sunday with 434 fewer stores than it had at the end of June. The company is closing stores that don't have a path to financial stability or have physical spaces that don't meet customers' expectations. Employees will be offered transfers to other locations if possible. John Scott reporting.
The economy expanding at a solid 3.8% from April through June, and a dramatic upgrade of the government's previous estimate of second quarter growth. Commerce Department says the gross domestic product rebounded in the spring from a slight first quarter drop. More details at srnnews.com.